Well, somebody who's just joined us in studio here, and I'm delighted he's been able to make it through the various security measures to come upstairs and be in our studios, is Patrick Anderson. He is the Executive Chairman for Supported Intelligence and also CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. And thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
Nice to get into the second most secure skyscraper in America after the Trump Tower.
It's got to be. It's got to be. Unfortunately for us. Oh, my Lord.
Nobody is wiretapping us.
That's right.
No, certainly. We're very, very secure here. Well, Patrick, we want to jump right into this because we've been kind of giving a little preamble to it, talking about brackets. And brackets is that, and we have, matter of fact, if you go to internetadvisor.net online, you can click in, and I've got an example of what a bracket looks like there from Supported Intelligence, and it shows you how the names for the different teams are in there and how they've been scratched out, et cetera, and that's how you make your way down to the final winners. But explain something. There was a statistic that I mentioned here just before we went to a break about, there was an article that had been written about the smart brackets. It says, given 64 teams and 63 games, there are 9.2 quintillion possible combinations in a single bracket.
That's right. It is truly amazing. There is an uncountable number of possible ways to put together 64 teams like that. And that's one of the reasons that Warren Buffett could offer $1 billion
yeah,
if you got it right, because basically that's the safest bet in the world. You will not get it right. Wow. However, you can beat your friends and coworkers, and somebody's got to win your office pool.
That's right. That's right. Now, let's talk about, I don't know, is smart brackets kind of frivolous in some ways, or is it kind of a case study of how artificial intelligence works?
It is some very helpful artificial intelligence that makes March happier time for people who are not dyed in the wool, got to spend all year doing their research and everything. If you're like me and a lot of people, and you really enjoy, I mean, I enjoy that tournament because every team's playing really hard. I mean, it's way more interesting to me than pro sports. But anyway, they're all playing their hearts out. And it's fun to think of, try to put together a bracket and see if you can beat your friends or beat the president or whatever you want to do.
Sure.
And what we've done with Smart Bracket is use some really good high-end math and some artificial intelligence, if you want to call it that, to help you not play better basketball, but actually have a better chance to beat your friends in your bracket. Because remember, you're not playing basketball. You're playing your friends when you enter a bracket.
That's a really good point, Patrick. Hey, some of the teams aren't yet filled in because they're waiting for this week and the league championships around the country. You've got to be able to put this all together pretty darn quickly, eh?
You're right. This is an intense time of year. This is the first time we've been able to make a mobile app. So actually, the mobile app, we just got it approved from the Apple Store. We think we're going to get approved on Android devices as well. Last year was the first time we ever had it on the web. So in the next 48 hours, we need both of those all filled in. So we'll load in all the teams and get them up and running. We've been running beta tests with last year's bracket. So actually, while I was waiting for the high-tech full-body scan downstairs to get into the Fisher Building, I actually created another bracket for last year. I answered just a couple questions. I used the mobile app, and I got my whole bracket filled out for last year. Now, of course, that was last year. As of Selection Sunday, we'll be starting to load those up. And by tomorrow night or by Monday, you should be able to go online, pay $1, and fill out a bracket that's more than likely to be one of the winners in your group.
Not bad for a buck, huh?
No, it's terrific. I mean, I tell people, look, I would pay you $1 to fill mine out for me.
That's a great point.
Yeah, go through the tedium of doing that. You're right.
I love watching the games. And I'm going to pull for, my favorite teams. I'm going to be pulling for Michigan State,
sure,
my favorite teams. But am I going to do research all year? No, I'm not. I'm just not going to.
Who was the one that came up with the idea for the smart brackets?
This is the pure brainchild of Neil Anderson, who is our lead developer. And we were doing important artificial intelligence, decision analytics type of applications for real businesses. and all of a sudden he came up with this way to use it for the March Madness, and it was not part of our game plan, but you know, serendipity works that way.
Yeah, it was done at a university campus. I think it's important, folks, by the way, you should understand, this is Gary, this is a, we love promoting Michigan products. This is a pure Michigan product.
Right. This is purely invented in Michigan. Neil's a U of M grad. I'm a U of M grad. We're up in East Lansing. Michigan State is one of actually Anderson Economic Group clients. I'm over there all the time. They're our friends. I mean, all the people that are working on this essentially in Michigan. So the world beating technology right here in the Great Lakes State.
So, you know, as a novice, and I've never done a bracket, I'm a geek, so I don't do the. And you're a geek too, obviously, but I was never into sports, but. When someone downloads this app, are we going to have – every person's going to have the same answers or the same brackets, or does it change?
Now, we have a button just for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is the one-click button.
Oh, okay.
As long as you can put your finger on the little blue box, we can make a bracket for you.
Oh, okay.
For the majority of the listeners, I mean, what we also do this thing, and again, it's optimized for people like basically who are not total sports fanatics.
Sure.
And so – the one I like to use is the three questions. First question is, you know, what teams are popular in your area?
Mm-hmm.
And then we ask you, got some teams you think are overrated? Got some teams you think are underrated? You don't even have to answer those. Just answer something. And then we'll customize it. And it literally, it uses some very high-end math that was a lot of it was developed here in Michigan. It's subject to multiple patents. We're developing this out to use in real business applications, but we took this little amusing detour to make something fun. And you come up with a bracket that has a pretty good chance of being in the top three.
Would this be called data mining?
It's not data mining.
Or you create algorithms for data mining?
Well, you know, I'll take that back because one of the things we make use of is popularity. And as you're way off in the extended WGR studio, you got to tell me the address of that, too, for when it gets cold. And maybe I want to stop there.
Gary, you may need to have a move over. Put another chair there for him.
Tell Frank Beckman, next interview. Got to be there. But you do make use of what's popular because we were pointed out you're not playing basketball. You're playing your friends or coworkers. That's
sure,
who you
sure.
need to beat. None of you are going to get a perfect bracket. It's all about can you get a few more points than the folks next to you, whoever you're playing with. And that's what we make use of. So in that case, we use some, you might call it data mining, but it's not that deep data mining.
But your company, is it the Anderson Economic Group or that has done this or supported intelligence?
This is a supported intelligence application. So this is the technology firm that's located right here in Michigan.
Gary, go ahead. You had a question?
No, I was just going to mention to Ed that I think if we played it this week, you and I would have trouble picking the winner from last year.
Don't worry. We got an app for that. Just go on. and actually, what happened last year is we have some, and here's data mining with the help of our friends from ESPN or Yahoo, where you've got people who've submitted their brackets, and you have over a million brackets that are known. And so we took the one-click bracket, you know, basically customized for your co-host here.
Yeah, for Ed, yeah.
It's Ed's special. And we ran
that.
Ed's
special, there we go.
And it was in the 95th percentile all the way going into the semifinals. It was amazing how good that was. Just by using some of this this high-end decision analytics math and making use of the fact that the popularity of these is not the same as the statistical likelihood of winning.
Hey, Patrick Anderson is our guest here in studio. We're going to continue to talk about supported intelligence and smart brackets. But go beyond that to talk about some of the other things that you folks are developing up there in Lansing. And matter of fact, you've spread out now around the world with a number of offices certainly outside of the state of Michigan, but this is pure Michigan, folks, and we're mighty proud of it. You're listening to the Internet Advisor. We've got guests all over the place. We've got Gary in Fort Lauderdale online with us, and Ed Rudell and myself in studio here, along with our guests as well. That is Patrick Anderson, who is the, CEO of Anderson Economic Group and also the executive chairman of Supported Intelligence. Something I know that you're very proud of, I mentioned it before, is that this is a Michigan-based business. This is pure Michigan.
It really is. And we've had essentially all the development of our products is done in Michigan. We had a guy working in Chicago once, and you know, we have the little things that around here we've used some of our other providers in Ann Arbor and in Lansing, so in Detroit. So it's definitely a Michigan-based technology company.
I was impressed that this was done with students from MSU, U of M, and was it Wayne State as well?
Yeah, and we've got people who've worked on this that have been from a number of different colleges that are around here. Most of them are graduates, but we actually have some people that were not graduates. We had a tiny bit of work from students at Cranbrook High School as well.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now they didn't do the coding for Smart Bracket.
So, just out of curiosity, how long did it take from the conception of the idea to the delivery? Because I know some people say it's a bear to get an application approved through Apple.
Yeah.
So you must have thought of this 6 months ago, year ago.
The first time we did it was 2 years ago. And we didn't have an app, and we didn't thinking about doing an app. We just could we do it at all? And actually, let me do it. Last year was the first time, because the first year we did it kind of just on our own computer at a bar. we said, all right, you know, let's pick and see if we can do it.
That's eloquent. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And then last year we said, we're doing it. I think it was just a month and a half beforehand. And Neil was saying, I think we could do that. And I said, how long? He said, we have to work every day between now and then. And we'd have to spend some money. And he told me how much it was. And I said, do it. We tried it. We got it up. And then this year, you know, we started a few months ago. And you're right that getting an app approved at you need basically through the Apple iStore and the Android Google, the Google store there is quite a bear. So we just got approved. So I'm feeling confident that we're going to be able to go online and get that at the App Store.
No, basically, this is for a buck a person can get this.
Yeah, for a dollar.
I mean, where do they go to get that?
Go to the Apple iStore, the Google iPlayer. You can go right now to our website, which is smartbracket.io, .com, .io. And the first 1,000 people who go there and sign up can actually get the web version for free.
Ooh.
And the web version doesn't give you all of the bells and whistles of it. But edit, you know, it's going to be great for you.
I don't want to put out those high school students that develop the app for the phone, though. So, you know what I'm saying?
If you get the app, though, it's actually so cool. It's that the beta's on my phone now, and they're actually, you do your bracket, and there's a little color coding. So if you want to go customize it, and you're about to make a really, really bad choice, it'll show you it in red. Don't do it. But if you like a kind of a beige or a light green, you know, that's where you might want to customize it. And that's the fun of it. You know, I don't want to fill out 63 different games. Right. I just don't want to do it. You got
Lord.
Fanatics out there. They want to do it. Actually, right now, they're in there trying to figure out what's going to happen.
But. Hey, listen, I want to step back, Patrick, for just a minute. Patrick Anderson with us from Lansing, where the company's supported intelligence is based. Let's step back a minute and talk about what is artificial intelligence? I've dropped that term, or AI, other than the title of a movie that had some rather sinister moments.
Yeah. And I'm completely with you on what does this mean. And we've avoided this term. In fact, the term supported intelligence, which is given to the company, came from, well, we're not going to say we're artificial intelligence. What we really want to do is we want to take information and knowledge that people have. Mm. You know, people have it and they want to use it in their own lives. And we want to help them do things that they can't do normally and make use of the knowledge they have. That's why we called it supported intelligence. That's where I think the future of AI, or what people call AI or artificial intelligence, is, because there's nothing artificial about this. There's nothing disembodied. Okay. There's no robot. This is making use of information that you have, but doing something with it that you can't possibly do because it's just too many calculations.
You don't have a closet full of robot slaves that are calculating.
No, we don't. And that's why, like, if you go and you go,
it's still at that bar.
Right. If you go and you get our app, and we'll ask if, you know, do the three questions. That's my favorite. You know, what teams are overrated? What's popular in your area? Well, you know that.
Sure, sure.
Right? And that's a clue to the best way to fill out your bracket. And then if you tell us that, we're supporting your knowledge and we're doing calculations that you can't possibly do.
Yeah.
Because there's so, you know,
what did I see? It was like a 9.2 quintillion calculations.
Yeah, there's
calculations
9 quintillion and, possible brackets that
and
you could
they
draw.
Can do that calculation in a matter of seconds.
Well, it's not. It actually takes a while. And part of the the development of the support intelligence applications and the what we call the rapid recursive decision engine there is how do you make questions like that solvable? And there are many, many decision problems such as optimizing networks, such as when do you replace machines, such as how do you set up traffic, such as what advertising programs do you want, how do you do your inventory, that involve lots and lots of different conditions you can be in, mm-hmm. many, many decisions. And each decision you make can affect the future. This is the field of decision analytics and decision modeling. And we have some breakthroughs that we're using for business applications there. We happen to be using them here for something that's just plain fun.
There was a TV series that was out with a little boy who had the ability to... numbers were very important. I'm trying to think of what it was. We just binged on the whole thing on Netflix a while back. But one of the premises of it was that it was possible, or they were trying in the series, to come up with an algorithm that was so sophisticated that it could calculate every possibility. Is that the kind of holy grail to push this technology to the place where you can take a certain set of variables and just be able to crunch it down so you can make room for every potential?
Well, part of what the breakthrough here in the products that support intelligence puts together is that you take problems that have what we call high dimensionality, lots of different things, and you squeeze that down to something that you can actually solve. And that's a lot of what goes on in the back room, so to speak. There's no robot there, but there's a lot of important math and decisions to make something, make a decision problem into something you can ask a few questions, get mm-hmm. information, and then solve it.
Right. It's the same way that the human mind works. We make decisions all the time.
Yep.
But when you're starting to do 67 or 68 different brackets, you can only do one at a time, and the computers can do more than one at a time. But it's the same decision-making process.
Actually, Ed's insight is really good there, that the method that we use here mimics the way humans think, not the way humans think computers think. Because so, you can only make one or two decisions at one time. That's why multitasking tends to fail.
Yes.
Right?
As my wife has frequently reminded me.
You know, and as we get so frustrated about it in ordinary life now because of the opportunity for people to be distracted is so high, sometimes to tragic results.
Oh, Lord, yes.
But you can make decisions maybe one or two at a time. And the method we have here is harnessing that ability and just making the computer do a lot of the work for you.
Yeah. We're getting close to running out of time, and this conversation is fascinating for me. What are some of the future applications you see for the kind of work that you're doing?
I'm glad you asked that, because we just spent a whole lot of time filing a patent application, which we got filed last week on Saturday, which was the deadline, of course. And that has to do with network optimization. You think about networks. Network can be traffic networks. It also can be websites and things like that. So one of the things that we want to bring out is, and we now have a patent applied so we can start talking about it, is using the same kind of method, not to pick the basketball winner, or actually to beat your friends who are picking basketball winners, because nobody's picking the winner in all these, but to optimize websites, to improve the way that people market, and the companies market, so they're not wasting all this time sending ads that you're not interested in, and instead focusing on the customers that they want.
It could actually mean less ads.
Yeah, less ads.
I'm all for that.
And more time for Ed to do that important basketball bracket research.
Now, Gary, you didn't need any help choosing your new boat, did you?
Oh, boy, could I have used this technology to pick that? There's so many variables, and, you know, every boat is a compromise. So I would have loved that. That should be your next one.
I'll ask the rest of our company if I can get the travel budget and
get down there and give Gary a hand. Pat Anderson, thank you so much for being with us on the show. Thanks for coming down from Lansing to talk about this. But folks, you can go online, and I will make sure that I put this online for you to be able to get to. Go to smartbracket.io. And you can get hold of the bracket technology there. And for a buck, you can have some fun that way.